I mean, the idea that Derrick Rose was somehow the 10th best player in the league last year, you know, is preposterous. We're talking about basketball.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic Molly.
I think, like, what's insidious about, like, the Hollinger formula is that it's like, well, okay. Because, like, it's like planning an idea in your head. You're like, okay, we realize that, like, Derrick Rose is, like, better than the 10th best player in the league. But maybe, you know, John Hollinger is onto something, because maybe Derrick Rose is a little overrated. Like, that's what, like, those things sort of did, like, when Hollinger retroactively applied the PREs, and, like, we had this, like, revisionist history of Allen Iverson as this wildly overrated, inefficient player.
When, in fact, Iverson was just insane. I mean, he had, though, that Sixers team was awful. Eric Snow was the second best player, or Dikembe?
What our eyes saw of Allen Iverson in the early aughts was somebody who was the only offensive threat on a team that made it all the way to the NBA Finals. But what Hollinger's statistics show to us is that Iverson was, in fact, you know, this, you know, overly hyped player. And but the I guess the insidious part is that, like,
Hollinger's
you think
stat lacks context.
It lacks context, and it's like, oh, well, maybe Rose isn't the 10th best player, but yeah, maybe he's a little overrated. But that, it doesn't.
I mean, it's
like,
fine
connect
to do that, but he seems to continue going on, like, well, my stat says this, therefore it's right. And it's like, no, that isn't how things work. And that a narrative is created around that is, I think, disgusting and sick. And that PR ratings are shown, like, on the scroll of ESPN during games just solidifies my faith in the downfall of our civilization.
I mean, there are obviously, I mean, I think that, like, the trends in basketball, I definitely think are positive in terms of, like, a more sophisticated statistical analysis of players. But I think that, like, you know, there are just, like, certain, if you're a player like Derrick Rose or, like, Allen Iverson circa 2001, carrying a championship caliber team all by yourself offensively, and, you know, statistical, you know, things show that, like, you're only the 12th or 20th best player in the league. Like, that's wrong. I mean, that's not, you know, and I think that I should not speak too much about this because I should know more about it before I speak about it. But
you're
I think
meandering,
that,
Matt.
I mean, every time Allen Iverson had the ball, you had to, like, take him seriously, even though the other guys on the floor might be Matt Geiger, Eric Snow, Aaron McKee, and Dikembe Mutombo at age 40 or whatever.
Do you remember that first game of the Lakers-Sixers?
Right. I mean, Iverson,
they won!
Iverson probably shot below 50% in the first game of the Lakers-Sixers. He probably had a poor usage rate. It was probably...
Do you remember which member of Destiny's Child was booed? Because she wore a Lakers jersey in Philly. Then one girl wore a Sixers jersey, and another one of the ones that I don't remember because I only remember Beyonce, wore a Lakers jersey and got booed during halftime.
I don't know any Destiny's Child members off the top of my head other than Beyonce.
Me either. All right, well, that's all for our Destiny's Child.
Was Destiny's Child still a group? I hope we're taping this, because this is...
Oh, yeah, we are.
This is stalwart.
No, Destiny's
podcasting.
Child, I don't believe, does exist as a group
but
anymore.
But, right, but did they exist as a group in 2001?
They played halftime.
Of the game. 2001 finals.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No. U2 played halftime in the first game.
Well, then they did the national anthem or some shit.
Okay.
They were there.
I mean, maybe Destiny's Child. Man, Destiny's Child. I don't remember any Destiny's Child songs.
You don't think you're ready for this jelly?
That was
That was Destiny's Child. I don't know. We should probably ask someone else this question. I mean, we might have to have a guest on this podcast.
I definitely remember
to enlighten us a little bit more about our Destiny's Child, or at least the Wikipedia
era.
Did I ever tell you about when I saw that game? I mean, I didn't see it in person, but I was in Philly for that game.
The game won the Lakers Sixers.
Yeah, I was from the Art Institute. My girlfriend had gotten a travel grant, which we used to go. She was from Philadelphia, and we used it to go to the Jersey Shore and to New York, and then back to Philly where Grandma lived, and we stayed. And I'm like, we're gonna go to the arena for this. There was a really good story that was in Philly news then, like local story about Kobe Bryant, because he was sort of from the Philadelphia area.
Well, he is from the Philly area.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of. But, like, they were like, fuck Kobe.
Yeah.
I mean, not just because he was Laker, but they're like, he's not really from here.
Right.
Which is funny. He's a man without a nation in many ways.
Italy.
Right.
Arguably. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I'll take Italy. I think that's right. And so we went to the stadium, and there was more people outside than inside. People were freaking out, and everybody was painted. And we saw this girl who you could pretty much see her nipples, except they were painted blue. I mean, her entire body was painted and was wearing next to nothing and was running around like a crazy person. And this was my ex-girlfriend's high school friend, who is Thurston Moore's niece. So we went with her up to North Philly and to watch the game at her friend's house, and her friends really liked drugs and were doing illicit things, Matthew. Really illicit things.
And this
things.
Was all during the classic game
this
one.
This was during classic game one. Wow. And we all watched it together, and it blew my fucking mind. And they were Sixers fans. And it was just an incredible experience. And then afterwards,
because I watched that game with my parents, and it was mind blowing. So.
Afterwards, the trains were not running because it was Philadelphia in North Philly, and we missed the train because it stopped running at like midnight or something stupid.
Sure.
And
does the public transit even go up to North Philadelphia?
Barely.
Okay.
And yeah, so then we had to walk downtown, and then we ended up getting a cab, which we used some of the Art Institute's money to get a cab back to her grandma's place that cost like $50. And I was like, where you should just sleep in the park.
Philadelphia.
Segway. The 76ers, Matthew. I don't know what that voice is.
2011-2012 NBA season.
Are they a three seed right now?
We're firmly in the present right now. The Philadelphia 76ers. So, like, I was looking at the standings today in order to authoritatively talk about this. No. Well, no. They're the four seed.
Okay.
Indiana's the three seed, I think. So, like, the distribution of games is different. So, like, Chicago...
I
want to
make a bet with you, Matthew.
...is 19
What seed are the Sixers going to be?
I think they'll finish the third seed.
I'm going to bet they finish below that, and I will bet you a dollar.
All right, I'll bet you a dollar. I mean, why do you think they're going to finish below the third seed?
I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense that they're this good, and I think they're peaking early. And, I mean, that Bulls game, did you see the Bulls game?
Yeah.
That was fucked up. That I think, is their peak, was that game. I do not think they can last. I don't believe in Drew Holiday.
How can you know enough about... Seriously, how can you know enough about Drew Holiday and not believe in the guy? I mean, he looks good enough. What's wrong with Drew Holiday?
I just don't buy it.
You don't buy the Drew Holiday experience?
I don't buy the Doug Collins
This
experience.
Is a very balanced team.
I
can authoritatively talk about Doug Collins. I can understand why you don't buy the Doug Collins experience, but they're individual players. I don't know. I mean, it's like with Indiana and Denver, it's like, well, they don't have a star, so they're sort of discounted, but they have a lot of good-seeming players. They're a good, deep team. I don't know.
Are they better than the Pacers? who would win? Best of seven, them and Pacers, which I hope happens round one.
That'd be a class that could be the conference finals.
That's it could also be a round one matchup.
That could seriously be the conference finals is Philadelphia-Indiana.
That's not going to happen.
The Bulls-Heat get all the hype because they have the big-name players and the big market. Philadelphia-Indiana... I'm serious. Philadelphia and Indiana could be the conference finals.
All right, you heard it here first. Philly-Indy conference finals.
It is not out of the realm of possibility, and I would include Atlanta among those teams if it didn't look like Horford's out for the playoffs. So that
Josh Smith, though, it looks like he might make the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Very happy for him. Love Josh
Jay
Smith.
Jay Smoove. David Gleischer, if you're listening, we just mentioned Josh Smith.
Oh, you want to do a listener of a week portion?
Our listener of the week is David Gleischer.
He plays Magic.
David Gleischer went to college with me.
That means Grinnell, Indiana. Iowa, where
Iowa.
There's a lot of sex parties and lenient grades.
David Gleischer and I went to a ton of crazy sex parties. We knew we could get away with it due to the lenient grades. Subsequently, David and I both moved to Chicago. He used to live...
He doesn't have hair.
A block away from me. He doesn't have hair. He used to live a block away from me, and now we live really far away because he lives in Edgewater.
This is the boringest listener profile. Tell us a good Gleischer story.
We used to be neighbors.
He plays Magic for money.
He plays the game Magic the Gathering for money. I think he's in Hawaii right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing there? Is it for Magic?
For Magic.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, David, we appreciate you listening. And you are a favorite Magic the Gathering player. You're the official Magic the Gathering player of this podcast. Sean Kemp Redemption sponsors you.
David has done some funny things. None of which... seem worth remembering right now, but David Gleischer is our listener of the week, he marches to the beat of his own drum.
Does he listen to a different drum by Linda Ronstadt ever?
Actually, David's musical taste is at best unclear. But David, if you're listening, keep listening. David Gleischer, listener of the week. How did I even begin to mention? Get straight, what happened to the pride, nigga, in my day? He told me 45 Glock in a cage. LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and D-Wade. Any nigga try to stunt, get straight. What happened to the pride, nigga, in my day? Well,
Matthew Blake, who is your MVP pick?
I like LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't like LaMarcus Aldridge, but he's really stepped it up for Portland this year.
I will also bet you that Aldridge does not finish in the top five in the MVP voting.
No, there's no way he does. Okay, sorry. My MVP pick is...
You can take Aldridge if you want. Maybe his PR is really hot.
LeBron James is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's...
And this is...
He is the MVP.
This is what I have to say. I think that, like... It's the regular season MVP. We can't be clairvoyant about this. Maybe James will, you know, fuck up in the playoffs again. But, like, his regular season is unbelievable. He's shooting 55% in a league where offense is way down.
All right, who's having a better season? LeBron this year or the Jordan 88-89 year?
Jordan 88-89 just because Jordan had to... keep that team respectable without, you know, LeBron James has a much better team around him. But, I mean...
Wade hasn't done shit this year.
Wade hasn't done shit.
I think Wade might actually... How old is he?
Wade's my age. He's, like, 28.
Oh. Is he done?
He's
taking a beating. I mean, he's taking a beating. I mean, you're done as a basketball player. Man.
Okay.
I'm just going to say.
Come on.
As a basketball player.
I'm more of a long-range specialist. Look how long Reggie Miller stayed in the league. I'm hardly done.
Well, Wade has taken more of a beating than Reggie Miller has. And I think there's a good chance that his best days are... I mean, not just saying he's past his peak, but I think Wade, within 2 years, could be a liability. Dun, dun, dun!
Well, Chris Bosh is having a good year.
Yeah, kind of.
Anyway, James is clearly the MVP. Kobe Bryant is having an insane year.
I mean, if Kobe wins the MVP this year, how many would that be for him?
Two.
That's it?
Well, come on, we were over this in the last podcast.
It's, well, I guess such absurd things just continue to shock me.
Kobe Bryant, I think, is overrated historically.
Why?
Because there was never, the MVP, I think, gets right to it. There's never, ever...
Well, he missed one year when he deserved it, and they gave it to Steve Nash.
Yeah, he deserved it. He deserved it in 2006. I agree with that. But, like... He's not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan...
Is Kobe Bryant a top 10 player of all time?
I would almost say no. I mean, just by, like, the breadth of his career, maybe. I mean, if you're looking at, like, the top...
I mean, he's not going anywhere. He's going to play for a couple more years. How about this? In 2015, after we're all dead and the world is blown up, but there's still somehow basketball, would you rather have Wade or Kobe?
In 2015?
Yes.
I'd rather have Wade.
Okay.
I mean, in a lot of ways, Wade has been as good, if not better, than Bryant ever since Wade's second year in the league.
Other than those years where Bryant won, or should have won, the MVP.
Bryant only should have won the MVP. Bryant maybe should have won the MVP in 2006.
How does Bryant go out? Won, give me a prediction.
Bryant wins in 2008 when Chris Paul should win.
What is Kobe Bryant's last year? And what are his numbers during that season?
I think Kobe is a lot like Kareem in that he just keeps playing and playing, and he
Kobe's on his 14th year in the league, right?
16th.
Okay. Holy shit.
Stunningly effective, and then 1 year, just like with Kareem in his 88-89 campaign, 1 year Kobe just suddenly collapses, basically. But, like, so here's the thing, is that Kobe enters the league as one of the youngest players ever in the league. He enters the league, like, barely 18. He had just turned 18. He was drafted when he was 17.
He was drafted when he was 9 years old out of 10th grade, or however old those people are.
He was drafted at a stunningly young age, goes to the Lakers. Kobe Bryant could... Kareem played 20 years and was productive...
Does Kobe end with the all-time points title above Kareem? Yes or no?
That's a good question. Given before this year, I would say no, but given the fact he's in his 16th season in the league and is averaging 30 points a game,
yeah,
I would say yes.
Okay. Do you know who's number two on that point list?
The mailman.
Karl Malone.
I haven't even talked about who J.R. Smith's gonna sign with. You talk about girls?
We talked earlier about J.R. Smith causing an international incident, and now it appears that Kenyon Martin is going to be the one. Martin goes to the Clippers, maybe? Oh, we're going to talk about anonymous teams, too.
I was talking... Here's another listener of the week. I was talking with another fellow college alumnus of mine, another friend from college of mine, Ricky Walker. And I was like, it would be really cool if the Bulls could amnesty Carlos Boozer and sign Kenyon Martin. And Ricky was saying you can't amnesty someone in the middle of the regular season.
I think he's incorrect, but I don't know for sure. If anybody would like to write in... Let us know. I know that
totally moronic factual debate.
The amnesty
debate
clause. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, I trust research. Ricky. We'll save Ricky. For...
I don't trust Ricky either. But I mean, there's no reason for me to suspect. He's specifically wrong.
But what?
About
when
this.
Can you do it then? Like the last day of the finals? Like the day your team gets eliminated, you can amnesty somebody?
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know how that rule works. It's all stupid.
Stupid rules. The Allen Houston rule. There's a bunch of players coming back from China if this was a really racist podcast, we'd like have a gong right now or something.
You can make a gong noise if you like.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna do that because it's an enlightened progressive podcast. And I mean, but like, so J.R. Smith and Kenyon Martin. Is Josh Childress coming back? Someone else is coming
Childress
back.
Is on the... Childress could get amnesty by the Suns.
Childress. Josh Childress.
He's on the Suns. He's got a fucking... They're gonna move him. And they're gonna move him for a corpse.
Here's a sexy topic to talk about. Will Steve Nash be traded?
Oh, alright. No.
Okay. I also say no. Alright, that's the end of that topic. What else? Current, modern NBA. People want to know. People want to know about this stuff. Clippers. How serious are the Clippers? That's on people's minds.
They're as serious as when we started this podcast and talked about Vinny Del Negro. And they're as serious as Vinny Del Negro. They will lose in the playoffs. And that will be that. Vinny Del Negro.
So, you would, if Oklahoma City were to play the Clippers right now, you'd take Oklahoma City?
I would bet a lot of things on Oklahoma City. Even though the Clippers just ran them off the court, just dominated them. 7 games? Fuck that. Vinny Del Negro.
Oklahoma City, best record in the league. Do you think they're the best team in the West right now?
Maybe. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the Clips really, they beat them pretty bad. It's hard to argue against that, but whatever. I mean, if they played tomorrow, who would I bet would win? I bet the Clippers would win. But at the end of the season, I'm going to take the Oklahoma Cities.
I don't know.
Westbrook been turn on.
Okay, I mean, here's another way of asking that question.
Okay. Does it involve Serge Ibaka?
It does involve. It actually does not involve Serge Ibaka.
Okay.
If you're like starting a franchise, an NBA franchise,
what player
who would you rather start the franchise with? Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, or Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook?
That's not even a question. If you take Chris Paul, you're fucking dumb. He could die tomorrow. Like his knees. Okay. Could
if you're
just
starting
disintegrate.
If you're starting a franchise that you only have for 1 year.
Oh, for 1 year. All right, so we have Griffin.
Paul and Griffin versus Westbrook and Durant. Who is currently the better 1-2 punch?
All right, that's a really hard question, Matthew. I'm going to reluctantly say Westbrook-Durant because I think since Westbrook got his extension, he's played a lot differently. And I'm assuming in this hypothetical situation, contracts aren't really an issue. And based on that, I will take those two. I will take Westbrook. I will take Durant.
Okay.
Yourself.
No, I take Paul and Griffin. That's why. I mean, that's sort of, I guess it was a leading question because it's like, I feel like Paul and Griffin are like incredibly awesome. And I feel like Chris Paul, despite his injuries, is still like the best. I mean, Derrick Rose is maybe a better overall player, but Chris Paul is the best pure point guard in the league. And I think that like.
Here's a real question. You have those two options, and you have Derrick Rose and Horace Grant from 1989.
Oh, Paul and Griffin, for sure.
Over Derrick Rose and Horace Grant at Horace Grant's peak. All-star
here.
Horace Grant!
Horace Grant was never very good. That's just... Horace Grant was never very good.
For the record, I totally take Derrick Rose.
I actually do think that the Clippers could. They're a really good team. They get anything out of like guys like Caron Butler and Mo Williams. That's gravy. I mean, like Paul and Griffin and DeAndre Jordan rebounding and blacking shots. Like
yeah,
they're
really
like
good
a semi legitimate coach.
Vinny Del Negro will ruin that team. I don't even know how he's going to do it. I think he's going to invent new ways of losing because he's Vinny Del Negro. That Derrick Rose is as good as he is despite playing under Vinny Del Negro at the beginning of his career is a testament to what he is. He deserves a prize just for that. The Vinny Del Negro, I got over a prize.
I don't know. I mean,
did Vinny ever start on the Spurs?
Yeah.
Whose place did he take?
Was it started on the 95 Spurs? Oh. In fact, Vinny Del Negro Avery Johnson backcourt combo. That was their starting backcourt.
Did Avery Johnson come from the Pistons?
He bounced around a lot. He played for the Warriors for a year when Tim Hardaway had his ACL injured. I forget what else about Vinny Del Negro was an okay player. He wasn't a terrible player. He wasn't like Stacey King. but he's a terrible coach. I think that, like... Okay, so here's a kind of interesting... Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is kind of interesting. So I read, like, Bill Simmons', like, long column, which is, like, makes, you know, like, our podcast seem, like, not self-indulgent, but, like...
it also makes us seem progressive and not sexist.
Right. Yeah. If I ever want to, like... prove to people that I'm not sexist.
I'll you just, can just like, show him Bill Simmons and be like, eh?
Right. So, I mean, one kind of interesting point you made that I actually kind of related to was that, and I think I was talking about this earlier, was that, like, there's so much focus on the Bulls and the Heat and the Thunder, and I don't think the league... He was arguing that he doesn't think the league is that top-down, and I kind of thought he had a point, and that's sort of what I was saying earlier with the Sixers, is that I think there are these sort of anonymous teams, like the Sixers, relatively anonymous, like the Sixers, Nuggets, Pacers, that I don't think are, you know, that much farther off from, you know, a super high-profile team like the Heat.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with what happened with the Spurs in 99 and other shortened seasons. Major League Baseball in 1982. And I think it's wrong. I think the league is super top heavy. And I think these other teams are going to get the shit beat out of them in the playoffs. I think the Sixers...
You think the Bulls are going to beat the shit out of the Sixers? I don't think so.
I think they're going to beat the shit out of the Sixers.
I think the Sixers and Pacers are a matchup nightmare for the Bulls.
All right, well, I'm a little scared. But the Pacers... I mean, the Pacers are borderline legit as a team. If they add something, if they add J.R. Smith, let's bring this back to the J.R. Smith conversation.
I mean, J.R. Smith is obviously on the minds of both of us, everyone listening to this. We can't lie.
It's clearly the key to the playoffs of 2012.
I mean... The biggest import from China since Yao Ming.
I mean, the Pacers going to make a trade. There was talk of Kamen going there, right?
Oh my god, that blows my mind. Who is Chris Kamen playing with?
Oh, he was part of the Chris Paul trade, and he's currently not playing. Like, they essentially said, sit the fuck down until we trade you. So he's with New Orleans doing nothing.
And that's kind of weird. He's like,
they're courting anyone that will give anything for Chris Kamen. Here's what we have, Matthew. Your prediction. What will someone give up for Chris Kamen?
Chris Kamen was good.
Would you get a number one for him?
Oh, yeah.
Would you get a number one and another player for him?
Probably.
Will that other player buy his salary dump?
No. Chris Kamen, wasn't he like a 15-10 player as a starting center?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He is.
I would definitely give up. I would give up a number one up through, like, number nine overall
pick. And this is also after Roy Hibbert was not extended by the Pacers, which is insane.
That is insane. Why would you not... Isn't Roy Hibbert, like, a borderline all-star?
He's a top 10 center, and you could argue he's a top 7 center?
Oh, I mean, the way the NBA centers are today, yeah, he's definitely a top 7 center.
Yeah, they chose not to extend Roy Hibbert after the deadline last week. And
that's strange. That's
yeah, really strange. It's very strange, and I think it makes that Kamen trade more of a possibility. I mean, unless they know something that, like, Hibbert's gonna spontaneously combust or return and start wearing Hoy's uniforms to game.
That seems really doubtful. I mean, both of those.
I agree. I would love to have Roy Hibbert on my team. If I'm any team in the league, I want Roy Hibbert on my team. I love Roy Hibbert. He's 7'2". Shit. He's tall.
He's 7'2", right.
And he can play basketball, which is the thing that he does for a living.
Yeah.
Which makes him a lot better than most centers in the league.
The Pacers are really, really good. I think the, like, I really think it's a star thing, because I think that, like, you can't get individually excited about any Pacer. No one is going to get excited about Danny Granger, certainly at this point in his career. No one is going to get that excited about Darren Collison. But as a team, they have no weaknesses. They're just, like, really deep. They
Who beat takes the last shot the with the Pacers? You're down by one. You gotta take a shot.
See,
Who
I
does
think
that?
That's overrated. That
okay.
That's,
I think it's no, I think it's no I think it's question. Rated appropriately. I think that comes up a lot, especially in playoff basketball. And who takes that shot for the Pacers?
I think Granger does.
And I think that's their weakness.
Granger is
a fantasy superstar, and that's
Granger's
where his
a 25-point scorer on a bad team, but even on a good team. And he's only scoring like 17 a game or however many he's scoring.
If Granger replaced Luol Deng on the Bulls, would they be a better or worse team?
Well, I think Luol Deng is a better overall player than Granger.
Agreed. How many points did Granger score
on
the
Bulls? I think Granger's a better scorer than Deng.
How many points per game would Granger average on the Bulls with Derrick Rose? In his terrible efficiency rate and being such a selfish player,
I think Granger scores 17. Granger would be good.
How many points does Lou score a game?
Like 16.
All right, so they're pretty much the same score almost.
But
I want to say Lou might average 17.7 last year.
Did he?
I don't know.
Did he really average?
Let's
that much?
Well, listeners, you can look this up. But
let's have a debate over the facts. I don't know. Maybe Luol Deng scored 17.7 last year. I don't know.
All right. Well, you want to wrap this up, Matthew? Is there anything else we have to touch on?
Brandon Jennings might make the All-Star team.
Brandon Jennings should make the All-Star team. Oh, I wanted to talk about that, too. If there is anywhere you know where we can place a wager on Brandon Jennings being the All-Star Game MVP... where they actually will give Jennings odds, I will take them. Matthew
Brandon,
Blake, what odds will you give me? 300-1? 1,000-1? 20-1?
50-1.
50-1. I will take 50-1. Absolutely on Jennings being the All-Star Game MVP.
But it's exciting.
Jennings has been...
It's exciting.
I'm excited.
The coaches might really like put him on the All-Star team.
It's true. All right, well, tune back in later. We will have our more Josh Smith-centric podcast and maybe a live podcast where we just watch a game with Brandon Jennings.
Yeah.
I mean, not literally with him, but where we just watch him play
We're
basketball.
We're not going to, yeah. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Anthony Penny Hardaway.
But I hope you haven't forgot about me up in the living room watching SportsCenter. You were cooking dinner. I was such a sinner, but the Lord is a forgiver. You know they say if you pray, then you can get your blessings ordered and delivered. And your boyfriend is not like me. Mind you, even when they got a teardrop like me. I remember we would sit at home all day. You called me butter, I called you babe. My mama asked about you, my partners did too. I know your daughter will be so amazing like you. And I know you probably wish you never met me. And I just wish you never forget me. And let me say, please don't worry about the women I have been with. No engagement can amount to your friendship. And I hope that nigga know we got a queen. And all I can do is dream. Damn.